Hello and welcome to Bend the Knee, a Song of Ice and Fire podcast. I am Sir Matt, the Bud Knight.
And I am Sir Ezra, the Watchful. Welcome back to another Winds of Winter Theory. Clegane Bowl. How it could happen, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay. So Clegane Bowl, you know, that was the very much hyped fight between the two Clegane brothers, the Hound and the Mountain. You know, it's teased entirely throughout the series. We see it finally happen at the end of season 8. It's pretty epic. They kill each other, I guess, essentially. Well, really, the Hound kills himself in killing his brother, you know, knocking him out of, like, through a castle wall, you know, all the way down into the fires. It's pretty epic. It's pretty sad because I love the Hound, but
yeah,
it could probably go down a much different way in Winds of Winter when the book, if the book is finally ever released. And I've always kind of thought it as going this way, as in season 6, I want to say, it is season 6. Cersei is going to demand a trial by combat. Remember, she's being tried by the Faith, and Tommen ends up saying their trial by combat is outlawed, right? And Jaime, like, shows up with the entire Lannister army, like, ready to, you know, knock down the Faith over all of this business.
Right.
They ends up backing off, doesn't end up happening, but Cersei's going to suggest a trial by combat and use Gregor Clegane, the Mountain. In the books, he kind of gets a different name. He's a little more monstrous, like, supposedly his entire head is gone. And so, you know, he's Robert Strong in the books, but the Mountain. Now, in the books, things are a little bit different because, you know, the Hound, think about where he is at this time. He, you know, Arya leaves him for dead, just like what happens in the show. He doesn't really fight Brienne in the books, but, you know, same kind of thing. She doesn't kill him, and she ends up leaving. Now, he could have died there in the books. It's possible, but it's highly believed that he is working at this monastery as the grave digger. There's definitely some evidence to support that. Now, I've thought that what may end up happening in the books is that Cersei will name Robert Strong, the Mountain, as her champion in a trial by combat. We might not get to the whole Sept of Baelor blowing up, but so that, you know, because there's other things at stake there. You've got young Griff out there, a lot of other stuff, right? So I've thought that a trial by combat would go down, and the Faith would then choose this gravedigger character working at one of their monasteries, which would end up being the Hound, and we would get that Hound versus the Mountain combat a little bit earlier than we did.
Yeah, I love that. I think that actually fits and it really works. A couple of things, just for those who maybe didn't realize, you know, the Hound is kind of left for dead in the books. And it seems like, as Sir Matt said, you know, it's picked up or it's hinted that he is this gravedigger character who, when Brienne visits the Quiet Isle, sees a novice gravedigger who is huge, sees a warhorse, learns that the Hound actually had Arya Stark and not Sansa, and she learns this from someone known as the Elder Brother, who also talks about living a second life and that maybe the Hound, that he was reborn, he died on the Trident, and then he was reborn here at the Quiet Isle. So there's all this kind of, you know, hinting that the Hound is alive and well as the novice gravedigger. And it's Septon Maribold, I think, who is guiding them north, and then who will go on to the end of the crossroads with Brienne. By the way, I think Brienne will remember that novice gravedigger and may actually come back that way. So we can cover that later. But yeah, so I think you're right that the Faith will say, who do we have among our ranks that could challenge? And if the Elder Brother hears a call among the Faith that we need a champion, he may know the true identity, right, of this novice gravedigger, and it may be Sandor Clegane. And if that's the case, right, they'll call upon him to fight the Mountain.
Right. Now, now remember the Hound in the show, right? We still get, I think, in some sense, the monastery purpose of the story. Ian McShane's character, you know, he's from Deadwood and some other shows and stuff like that. He was in Pirates of the Caribbean, the fourth one. And he plays this character, Ray, right, who was an old mercenary, but now he's kind of building this commune, right? He's been building this community, and the Hound is there, and he has like a big impact on the Hound, right? I think he just, you know, talk about life and all of this kind of stuff, and they end up being killed, right? Like that whole community ends up being killed, and then the Hound goes seeking vengeance, runs into the Brotherhood Without Banners, led by Beric Dondarrion, who isn't around in the books, right? You know, so again, that's going to be different. You and I just recorded a video on Lady Stoneheart and how that could be different. So, you know, you got that factor that may not happen. Things may get shuffled around in the Winds of Winter whenever Gurr decides to finish it, and which hopefully is this year. But so I think that I've always kind of thought, well, it just makes more sense here. You put Cleganebowl earlier, have it be the Faith. And then, you know, so then you go that route, and then Cersei's put into a position where maybe it's not, you know, maybe her trial. So the trial by combat is lost, because I think the Hound will win. Because I do think that the Hound will have an important part with Arya later, like what we saw in the show, except he may die up there, like in a battle for Winterfell or a battle for the North or a battle against the White Walkers. I mean, I've still always thought in my mind, not to go down this rabbit hole, we can save this for another video. I've still always thought in my mind that I love the idea of Azor Ahai, the Azor Ahai character, being somebody not like Jon or Jaime, one of the big characters, one of the secondary characters. And I've always thought, who better than the Hound, because the whole deal with fire, right? Like, you know, and so he would then use fire. So I've always, and maybe he fills in some of that Beric Dondarrion stuff later. Mm-hmm. Like maybe he kind of becomes that Beric character later. So that's just something I've always kind of thought would be cool. But so again, I think you have Cleganebowl earlier. You could still blow up the Sept of Baelor. Like maybe Cersei has to go there for her execution, right? Or punishment or whatever it is, and then she still blows it up. Again, you and I have talked a lot about a lot of other stuff with a lot of other theories where I don't know if that's going to happen, because you have other things in the books, right? Like the horn, there's these, you know, Dragonbinder and this other thing. And so I don't know if you're going to have all of this stuff happen in one book, right? Like I've thought, you know, Winds will end with the Wall coming down or something, and I think, you know, it's not going to be necessarily a dragon that does it, but perhaps the Horn of Winter that does it, because it's obviously a big deal. It's on the cover of the book, and it's a much bigger player. That the horns don't even exist in the show, right?
Like, yeah, right.
You see, there's like a horn they find, but it obviously doesn't do anything. So,
right.
Those are big players you have to think about as well. So, you know, that's just kind of talking about some of the stuff that could happen on the back end, but, and you know, you go that forward and as well, we got to start connecting those dots. Well, again, Cleganebowl, with all of these other players, I don't see how you could have Cleganebowl happen the same way it does in the show, because these dots aren't going to equal up down here. So you have to figure out, how do we shuffle stuff closer? And I think Cleganebowl is one of them.
Yeah. It's that sequence of events. I think a lot of people have agreed that when you look at the sequence of events that take place, whether they, you know, like if we actually, you know, you're told that the Mountain and the Hound do fight, but you're the showrunner and you said, we're putting that at the very end, 'cause we just found out about that. We'll eventually get there. But George is actually saying, no, it's going to happen a lot quicker. And I think you're totally right in that it actually makes sense that he would serve some of his time here, be sort of reborn as the Hound here on the Quiet Isle, and then is called upon by the Faith to do the right thing. He's learned from Arya, he's learned from Sansa, and they've changed and molded him, you know, into this person who might be more likely to fight for that type of cause. You know what I mean? So I think that could happen. And then, as you say, with the Sept of Baelor, it could blow up. It could be the beginning of the last book. It could be in the middle of the last book or whatever. It could even happen in Winds of Winter. I mean, he could, you know, go absolutely nuts. They could call for when the Mountain is defeated by the Hound, if that's how that goes down, then she's lost. And so then she is to be executed. And I don't think they're going to let that happen. So how do we fix that? We blow the Sept up, you know, and we just go. We also try to get rid of the Tyrells at the same time. Maybe that's all pre-Young Griff showing up in King's Landing or something.
Right.
And again, yeah, that's all speculation too.
That's there's a ton of things. You know, one of the other things I've been thinking about a lot recently, you know, you run a Lord of the Rings podcast, and we've talked a lot about, well, the difference between the books and the movies, right? Because I'm unfamiliar with the books, and so I'm always asking you, you know, so what all happens at the end, right? Like, so like the movies don't end where the books end, right? Like they go back to the Shire and do some stuff, and you're right. Like, yeah, there's a big battle, there's all this stuff.
Yeah,
well, you know, I mean, like, I've started thinking more and more recently that the end of the show may not be the end of the books, right? I mean, Drogon flies off with Dany, and Jon goes north, and it's like, hold on a second. It might. What if it's like the Lord of the Rings, and a bunch of stuff happens afterwards? Well, if there's all this stuff that happens afterwards that we don't know about, well, then all this other stuff has to happen way earlier, because there may be chapters and chapters of the rest of the story that we don't know. And I think it's more and more likely. So you look at these events that happen in the show that fans want. I mean, Clegane Bowl, I think, is 100% happening in the books. It's just a matter of when and where. And if Young Griff and Lady Stoneheart and you know, the battle for the North happen at different event at different time periods, or they happen differently, you know, I mean, even the battle for Winterfell, right? I mean, with Stannis and all of this stuff, that may be different, right? So you look at all of these events and all of these things, and you start saying, okay, hold on a second, we got to really shift stuff around, we got to make stuff happen. I don't know about the Sept of Baelor blowing up in the show, right? We've talked about the idea. We did a video on the idea of Marcella and Tommen's roles being switched, right? Because it seems less likely that a 7-year-old kid is going to commit suicide. Because again, they're younger in the books. So you have to take that into consideration as well. And you just have to really start stringing all these kind of pieces and think about the whole field, right? You know, it's the whole field instead of just, you know, you look at the whole chessboard, not just, oh, this pawn beats, you know, that one. So that's some of the things you got to think about when you're thinking about these theories and how all these things can event, because they're all connected.
And that's why you're saying that Clegane Bowl could, we probably think, is going to happen much earlier than people think. I would love to hear people let us know when you think in the series it's going to take place, because I would say, I don't know that that was just complete fan service that the show decided, yeah, we're going to make that happen. I kind of think that is really where this is headed. And these are two characters, then two brothers who were at each other's throats, who are kind of born again, one through darkness, one through the light, and they might fight. That actually seems, is that too poetic for George R.R. Martin? Maybe, but I still think it's going to happen. And we think if it does happen, it's going to happen earlier. The Hound wins, and then he can go on and still do some of the epic things that he does with, he's going to have a moment with Sansa. Like, there has to be a tie-up, a you know, full circle moment with Sansa and that kiss that either happened or didn't happen with the Hound. So
Exactly. Well, there's that. And then also, you know, just think about some of the things, you know, so again, with Beric being gone, Beric and Daryon being gone, a lot of the Hound's roles are tied with him. He meets up with him. They end up going north, waiting, and then they run into Tormund. They get captured. Jon comes. They end up all going beyond the wall into the dragon pit, and so on and so forth. But you know, we've talked about the idea of, well, what happens is, do you think if it's Lady Stoneheart that meets up with the Hound, because that would be similar. She's leading the Brotherhood Without Banners. Do you think she's likely to let him join the ranks? I don't think so. I find that very hard to believe, because she's like, you know, on a super revenge quest. I think she's going to just view him as a Lannister man. You've always been a Lannister dog, even though he was pretty nice to Sansa, right? Like pretty nice to Arya. I mean, in his own kind of way. The only thing I can think of is that would change it. Is if he does run into Lady Stoneheart, would be like, well, I know where Arya is. Like, I saw her. That would be the only thing. Otherwise, I think he's about to be the champion for the faith and fight the Hound.
You know, and here's I'll add on to one more thing. Last thing before we wrap up. I like everything you just said there. I would even, you know, referring back to our Lady Stoneheart Winds of Winter theory, I kind of think, too, if Thoros of Myr does split and the Brotherhood Without Banners fractures, that perhaps Thoros could be someone who hears about his accomplishments there, sees him as a man reborn, also a representation of the Seven. You have R'hllor partnering with, like, maybe Thoros and the Hound get together, and they do go on that quest north as they did in season 8. That would be really awesome to see, and I don't know. It's a possibility. So
absolutely. So all right, guys. Hey, let us know if you like the video. Leave us a comment down below. Tell us, what do you guys think? When do you think the Game Bowl will be the same? Do you think it'll be different? Will it even happen? Hit that subscribe button if you guys like the video. That really helps us out here. We will see you next time. And remember that winter.